I have just a thought tonight concerning evolution. We've been belaboring the point that if it was by chance that the strings of building blocks of life finally made a cell, it would die immediately because nothing would be set up for it. And today we want to look at barriers, buffers, and chemical pathways. I just want to emphasize that the life, even the simplest life, is incredibly complicated and it couldn't have developed that complication. It had to start with it. Is it coming?
It's fragile.
Yes, it's fragile. But, and part of that fragility is that many complicated things have to be put together in just the right way. So living cells contain thousands of different chemicals, some acidic, others basic, base and acid, the two, whatever those are. Many chemicals would react with others were it not for an intricate system of chemical barriers and buffers. Take nitro and glycerin, you put it together, you got explosive stuff. I don't know if that happens in cells, but the point is that they have to be discreetly contained. If living things evolved, these barriers and buffers must also have evolved, but at just the right time to prevent harmful chemical reactions. Wow, what a coincidence. How amazing is that? It's stupid amazing is what it is. How could such precise, seemingly coordinated, virtually miraculous events have happened for each of millions of species? Not once, not twice, millions of times. This delicate chemical balance upon which life depends is explained by biologist Terence R. Mundy. Now, the way this was written, I don't know if Mr. Behe, writing The Molecular Machines, is quoting Terence Mundy, or if this is just another thought. So I'll just leave this to you to figure out. But here's Behe talking about molecular machines. All living organisms are maintained by thousands of chemical pathways, each involving a long series of complex chemical reactions. For example, the clotting of blood, which involves 20 to 30 steps, is absolutely vital to healing a wound. You see, I thought that if blood got into the air, that it would clot. I just thought it was a simple thing, you know. Not so. In fact, how would it know that it was air, you know? The thing is that there are 20 to 30 steps to get the blood to clot properly so that it doesn't, if you cut yourself and this clots, it doesn't clot all the blood in your body. The trigger being this was exposed and so on. And this is all taken into consideration. You skin your knee, you don't bleed to death, you know. So he goes on to say, however, clotting could be fatal if it happened inside the body. You just turned into a statue, I guess. Omitting one of the many steps, inserting an unwanted step, or altering the timing of a step would probably cause death in any of the blood-carrying species. If one thing goes wrong, all the earlier marvelous steps of evolution that worked flawlessly were in vain. That thing would die. Evidently, and I love this, these complex pathways were created as an intricate, highly integrated system. This is how it began. There's no room for it to evolve because all the steps have to be there or we're dead. So that's all for today. Yes, Nancy.
So do you think that before there was sin, Adam and Eve had Adam and Eve ever bled? Did they never skin their knee or cut themselves?
Well, that's hard to imagine, but losing a little blood would not be death, would it? And that was what they didn't have. We didn't have death. So death was not possible before sin. That means that a great deal changed after sin, and the potential for death became real. The weather became dangerous enough to kill. Volcanoes, you know, they didn't have any of those things. And evidently didn't have high mountains you could actually fall off. Many of the mountains came about by the flood. Interesting thought, though. But they were all made for that. They were made to live forever. It's only if the day you eat thereof, you shall surely die. A thing they couldn't even imagine.